good to have you here as we continue on. All right. I'm just checking on some things here. Let's see here. Michigan is going to have to join, listen to this, several other states in controlling pollution because of concerns over smog. When was the last time you went outside in Michigan and you were concerned at all about air quality? Does that even cross your mind? Does it? Because it doesn't cross my mind. I don't know that I've ever gone outside in Michigan and wondered, hey, what's up with the water or the air quality? I don't normally see that, but Michigan is among 23 states which will have to curb smog under new rules. Factories and power plants will have to adhere to new federal rules finalized this week, setting greater limits on air pollution. It's part of the EPA's good neighbor requirement. The good neighbor requirement. What are they talking about? And it is, well, fact of the matter is, they're claiming that we're sending bad air downrange. Bad air that we're sending downrange to the states, you know, where the wind blows, if you will. So, smog can cause heart and respiratory problems, asthma attacks. And so they believe the EPA says the new restrictions will cut ozone concentrations, nitrous oxide, nitrogen oxide. They're going to cut 70,000 tons out by 2026 in 2.5 years. And it could say it might help prevent 1,300 premature deaths. Might. Totally upending the entire... Totally upending the entire fossil fuel industry again. Starting this May, fossil fuel plants can begin using a revised summertime ozone season trading program that will phase in tighter emissions reductions next year. The EPA wants a 50% reduction in nitrogen oxide by 27. The EPA will reduce nitrous oxide requirements for industrial sources that have significant impacts on downwind air quality and the ability to install cost-effective pollution controls. The goal is to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions by 45,000 tons from natural gas pipelines, cement kilns, iron and steel mill factories and furnaces and boilers, glass-making furnaces, petrochemical manufacturing. They want to destroy our entire manufacturing industry. Can't manufacture any damn thing with what they're saying here. Anything. I mean, that's what this says. Basically, get rid of everything. Manufacturing of cement, steel, glass, chemicals, pulp, paper, waste combustors, incinerators, all of it. The U.S. Court of Appeals D.C. Circuit rejected a challenge to the emissions rule from an affiliated group of coal power providers and other companies. Michigan and other affected states must develop an implementation plan to ensure power plants and industrial sites don't add significantly to interstate air pollution. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy said this week that it's reviewing the new EPA rule to determine impacts here. In Michigan, ozone levels in the Detroit area have kept Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, St. Clair, Washington, and Wayne counties in a non-attainment status with the National Ambient Air Quality Standards since 2015. They've not met the standards for 8 years, which triggers additional regulatory steps such as ozone source reviews, new limits on use of certain solvents, coatings, and adhesives, potential vehicle emission testing across the region if ozone levels are not corrected. You know, it's not possible. The wrinkle is that last year there were 2 days in the summer when California wildfire smoke drifted over southeast Michigan and spiked a meter to just above criteria, so says Eagles spokesperson Hugh McDiarmid. McDiarmid says that, this is why you can't have a bunch of people making rules, because they don't know what they're doing. And I didn't vote for this. My members of Congress didn't vote for this. I'm not represented here. My representation is being ignored. Completely ignored, in fact. I mean, there's a reason that I vote. There's a reason that I vote for members of Congress, right? There's a reason that I vote for members of Congress to represent me, because this is not happening here. They're just going out and making rules, which cost me a fortune, right? Which cost me a fortune because it creates an increase in the cost of oil, electricity, and gasoline, and diesel, and it fuels inflation. Bad rules with no point, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. That's why it needs to be struck down by the United States Supreme Court. The Chevron ruling, right? Isn't that what they call the Chevron decision? All right, take a break and have some final thoughts for this day in just a moment.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.